This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week is Nathan Isbrecht of Waterville Elite High School Soccer. Nathan helped lead the Panthers to a 10-1 win over Parchment in that game. Nathan with 6 goals and 1 assist. Those 6 goals in that single game, by the way, is putting Nathan in the MHSAA record book tied for 28th for the amount of goals in a single match. And then he also helped the Panthers to a 5-1 win over Bridgman in that game. 2 goals and 3 assists against the Bees. Congratulations on the week.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been really interesting going through all these games and stuff with the masks and stuff. So it's been really good to get back on the field.
The game against Parchment, obviously, when you score your first goal, all right, great. You score your second goal, you're probably thinking, all right, maybe a hat trick. What are you thinking after number three?
Three or four is usually the most I ever get in a game. So, you know, getting that third one, and it's just like, all right, hat trick, that's all we're getting, you know, get some of the other guys some goals. And it just kept coming and coming. And it was insane because all the other guys were getting hype about things, you know, first game of the season, you know, you always want to start strong. And with 6 goals, that's a strong start for at least me.
Yeah. You mentioned to me before we got going, you knew going in, Parchment a bigger school and all that. What was kind of the game plan for you guys? And then you came away with a nice win.
We didn't really have a game plan going in. We were just hoping, you know, we could move the ball and find openings in their defense. And after the game started, we started finding those openings. And that's what we really needed to capitalize on.
So the game against Bridgman, 2 goals and 3 assists. So you have more assists than goals. Did you have some of your friends after the Parchment game thinking, hey, how about feeding me the ball once in a while?
Yeah. After the first game, yeah, no, going into Bridgman, I wasn't looking for goals. It was more like, let's try and help some of the other guys get some stuff in. And we got one of our first-year players. He's a junior this year. He hasn't played soccer before. Wow. And I got a nice cross into him, and he got a head on it. And it was really nice for him to get one in.
And this is the second year for varsity soccer, right here at Waterville Elite?
Yeah. This is our second year. So getting a record in there the second year. I mean, we got one in the first year, too, a 6-6 tie against Bangor.
Okay. So, all right.
But
so was last year your first year playing soccer, or had you played like during the summer and that?
For Waterville Elite, it was their first year. Mm-hmm. But I've been playing club soccer for 5 years or so, and I've been playing soccer since I was about 5. So I mean, I knew going in that I knew what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned Coach Bornas, but also your dad, Tom Isbrecht, is one of your coaches. And when he started tallying those goals against Parchment, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, how many is he going to get here tonight?
Well, it's funny because, you know, you hear 6 goals and you think maybe somebody's going out for stats. And it didn't really happen like that. Nathan had gotten 3 in the first half, which is unusual. It's amazing. But it was fun to watch him slow down and start passing the ball, letting some other guys get some of the action. And what really ended up happening in the second half is that we started to see some injuries. You know, early season, kids aren't fully prepared. They're not used to wearing the masks, things of that nature. And it started to mist a little bit, so we knew the field might get a little sloppy. So we actually called Nathan and Brendan Bornas over to the other striker and said, let's just try to end this. You know, let's get 8 up. And Nathan somehow willed himself to 3 more goals. So it's a little unusual to see something like that happen.
Yeah. What kind of a thrill is it for you being able to coach Nathan?
It's pretty exciting, you know. I mean, we're happy for all the kids, but personally, obviously, I'm pretty thrilled that Nathan gets to play. Coach Doug Bornas and I really kind of led the push to get the team going, put together the thing, and it was really for him and Brendan and Brady and all their friends. You know, we knew we had a good, solid group of freshmen and sophomores that year, and to see them grow as a team and to get this program going was amazing. You know, we really wanted them to be able to play for their school and their community as opposed to just playing with these kids from all over the state. And it's been fun.
I'll bet. Yeah. Nathan, Coach Bornas had mentioned to me how impressed he was with the work you put in before the season even started. What are some of the things that you're working on before the varsity season starts?
Before the season started, me and one of our center mids, Brady Bornas, we would go out on every off day. And we just take shots for an hour or two, just straight. Just we'd get one of our keepers out there, and we'd just ping shots. And it's just, it takes a lot to get out there every single day and just, you know, because it's a lot just swinging your leg over and over and over again. But it definitely helped. It definitely helped get us to where we needed to be.
It's like a basketball player that said they make like 300 free throws in one day, so you're out there trying to kick as much as possible.
Yeah. Just getting that form down, just getting everything down to as precise as it can be. Yeah.
Any goals you set for yourself coming into this year?
Personally, no. But I want to help push the team into. We want to win districts this year. We got knocked out first round by the 2 seed last year, South Haven, to a 1-0 game. It was really close. It was really exciting. A lot of people were really upset afterward. So this year we want to get there. We want to win it. But besides that, no. I think that's my goal.
Here in school at Water of Elite, any other activities, sports, clubs that you're involved with outside of soccer?
Last 2 years I've run cross country. This year I didn't, but I also wrestle. I'm not a huge wrestler, you know. Like I'm really into it, but I'm not the best at it. It's just something fun to do.
So that would have answered my next question. Then between the two that you're involved with right now, soccer and wrestling, so soccer would. More than take precedence over.
Oh yeah, soccer's my number one. Soccer's my number 100%.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations on the 2 matches, the start of the season so far. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right, our pleasure. Nathan Isbrecht of Water of Elite High School Soccer is our student athlete of the week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, WSJM Sports.